Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from Nothing But Consistent. And to give you a warning before we do get into this story does contain homophobia. So if you would like to skip the story, please feel free to do so. Timestamps are down in the description and along the timeline below as always. Please look after your mental health, super important. And now we're going to get into the story. And says, I might tell my brother's girlfriend he cheated 4 years ago. I keep this short and answer any questions as they come. My 16 female brother, 19 male, cheated on his girlfriend, 19 female, 4 years ago. They, girlfriend and brother, have been in a relationship for about 6-ish years as of now. I walked in on him and his best friend, 19 male, making out, for lack of a better term, in his bedroom. I don't know if they saw me or if my brother even knows I know. I was okay to let it go at the time, as I thought they were broken up slash going to, and it wasn't my place to say anything. However, it is now 4 years later, and his girlfriend and I were talking the other day. She started talking about marriage and how she hopes he pops the question soon. I don't think it's my right to get involved, but I can't really let go of it. What should I do? Edit 1. I didn't tell her because I was always drilled to believe that no matter what, family comes first. I honestly didn't think they were that serious until about 3rd or 4th year of them being together. And yes, I know I should have told her ages ago, but that's not what I'm asking. I need advice on whether I should talk to them slash him slash her. My brother claims to be straight. Normally, I don't care if you're in the closet and claim to be something you are not, but he makes slightly homophobic jokes. Acts disgusted when I talk about my friends who are dating and generally acts like a dick around the LGBTQIA+ community. Edit 2. I don't have a crush on my brother's girlfriend and I'm not trying to break up their relationship. I would want someone to tell me if I was in her place. Also, stop commenting about me trying to cause drama. I don't want to get involved, but I feel like I have to. Edit 3. Reddit woke up on the wrong side of the bed, so here I was, 11-12 at the time, of this, so it wasn't like I had a way to tell my brother's 15-year-old girlfriend at the time. I haven't just remembered it now. I feel a bit weird even talking to my brother's girlfriend, and they were not broken up at the time. Edit 4, a lot of people are getting this wrong. At first I thought I typed wrong, but no, I'm 16 years old and female, she slash her. I'm going to call my brother to speak to him. Depending on what he says, I might put an update in the comments. Thanks for the hate, Reddit. Then OP updates in the comments and says, I talked with a girlfriend, update in a day or two. I want to see what, if anything, happens. Turns out there's more to this than a self-discovery phase or even a one-time thing. And there was a couple of comments which OP replied to. So the first one said, you've known for 4 years and you're just now thinking about saying something. Why wait that long to keep it a secret? And now they seem really happy together. You want to say something. And then continues, I would have a talk with your brother, not his girlfriend. Another commenter says, at 15, a lot of boys would do things due to puberty and curiosity to a lot of things. Most of them would later regret some of the things they did, even making it a personal secret. Cheating is bad, but based on your brother's age at that time, I would assume that what happened is most certainly caused by hormones and lack of judgment. So it's best if you just leave them be. You don't need to do anything. OP gives a little snippet of information and says our family isn't close. He and I have a standoffish relationship. OP continues saying our parents are awful. Not religious, they tolerate lesbian, bi, gay people, but will make the same comments as my brother. He may be copying them so he doesn't anger them, which by the way doesn't make sense, as I, from 13 till now, have consistently called out my parents and their BS. Anything outside lesbian, gay, bi to them is attention seeking. OP replies to another comment and says, here's the thing, He's homophobic in a way I don't think could be internalized homophobia. When any of my friends who are part of the LGBTQIA+ community come over, he stays well out of their way and will make snide comments about those people. I will try this though. Another commenter says he might be using her as a beard. We all know that being queer and homophobic at the same time might be really difficult, but he's thinking about getting married to someone, not only ruining her life, but also his own. Which Opie replies saying, yes, in this case, I'm going to talk to him first and see if this is true. And you're going to have to excuse me here because I didn't even know, I've never heard that term beard before, but so I did a quick Google. Just in case anyone else doesn't know, I'm sure you do, but beard is an American slang term describing a person who is used knowingly or unknowingly as a date, romantic partner, boyfriend or girlfriend, or spouse, either to conceal infidelity or to conceal one's sexual orientation. That's a Wikipedia link, by the way. Hopefully that's all correct. Opie then updates their post and says, I'm going to do this here as I don't think there's enough room on the post and I don't want to make a new one. For this and the rest of the story, brother will be referred to as O and girlfriend as K. I talked to my brother. Granted, it was over the phone, but I still talked to him. I won't give you all the details as there are some private things, but here's the gist of it. I basically said what one commenter suggested, told him I needed a serious talk and proceeded from there. Told him what I saw when I was 11 to 12 and asked if K knew. He was silent for a second before telling me to go F myself. Didn't hang up, so I told him he should tell her as things are getting really serious now. I didn't mention marriage. He did not take that well and blew up on me. Understandable, but I didn't say or else I'm going to tell her, so. I won't write exactly what he said, but it boils down to this. I'm dumb, a worthless sister, and a mistake. That how dare I accuse him of being one of those slurs. Paraphrasing, as he said this a few times in different ways. He was still shouting when I hung up, so yeah. That's how that went. Honestly, this makes me want to tell her more. If not about the cheating, at least about the BS he said afterwards, but I'm still unsure. Can I get some more advice from the kind of people who didn't decide to bully a 16-year-old? And a couple of comments just to give that advice. A commenter said, first off, I'm sorry he reacted like that, and I'm glad you decided to have this conversation over the phone rather than in person. Like other commenters have stated, your brother may be lashing out from panic and slash or internalized homophobia. If you're comfortable with it, then you can consider keeping an open line of communication with him, but don't feel obligated to this. You didn't have a close relationship with him before the phone call, and you certainly don't deserve to have that vitriol hurled at you, regardless of the circumstances. It might be a good idea to wait a bit further to gauge the situation. Maybe your brother will reach out on his own volition to one of you to discuss the incident, but he could also double down. Please keep in mind that your well-being is important. I'm still of the opinion that his girlfriend needs to know about his infidelity. Not necessarily that it was with a man, but realistically, if you think telling her would put you at risk, then focus on keeping yourself safe above all. And in all honesty, if his girlfriend has been around him for 6 years, I'm sure she's already been exposed to his homophobic remarks slash jokes. She hasn't broken up with him after hearing them directly. It's likely that she shares the same views. Another commenter said he was 15. I can remember tons of dumb shit I did when I was 15. If he truly has been loyal ever since that incident, then it was just hormones and you should let it go. It's not worth ruining his relationship over it if it was one small incident caused by teenage hormones and stupidity. Opie comes in with a final update which was titled, I Talked to the Girlfriend, and says, I didn't make this impersonal. I asked her if she wanted to go out for lunch and she was cool with it. After we ordered, I told her I needed to tell her something. I told her what I saw. Basically just said I saw my brother and one of his friends and she wasn't surprised. Turns out the best friend told her about 3 months ago. She did thank me for telling her though. Then came the bit that makes me mad. I said, good that best friend came clean for it. And she looked confused and said, no, it was other best friend that he didn't meet until he was 17. I won't go into everything, but basically, my brother has been cheating on his now ex-girlfriend for the past 4 to 5 years. His best friends were really just an excuse to go do stuff with them without being suspicious. There's more that happened, but this will be the final official update. If you want additional info, ask in the replies or DMs and PMs, please. And now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below and let's move on to another story.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And our next story comes from TW Old Cat, who says, "Am I the a-hole for choosing my senior cat over my sister and potentially allowing her to become homeless?" It does come with an update as well. I will preface this by saying that my mother treated my sister and I differently. I was always less than, while she could do no wrong. She'd always buy my sister everything she wanted, while I wore her hand-me-downs. I moved out at 18, worked through college, went no contact with my mum and low contact with my sister, and our paths have diverged greatly from there. I now work in a field that pays well, while she is a stay-at-home mum. I guess I never quite got over this, and while I know the main asshole is my mother and my sister didn't really know any better, I still fester negative feelings towards them both. I found Tom in a bag as a newborn kitten. He was the only one still alive, and I raised him over summer break when I was 13. Then, when school started, my mother got rid of him, and I had to go through great and extreme lengths to find out where she dumped him. It took me a week to find him, and we've been together ever since. For a few months, Tom hasn't really been okay and has been slowly declining. The vet, however, based on the recent blood panel we did, was confident that he still has some life left to live and said that he's by far the healthiest geriatric cat he's seen in a while. Thus, we decided to try out surgery to improve his quality of life, even though he's 21. This surgery comes with a price tag. I'm not in the US, but it's around 3 months worth of minimum wage in my country. It won't set us back much, hardly an inconvenience, but we'd be frugal just in case complications happen. He's scheduled for Monday, fingers crossed. Anyway, my sister dropped by on Sunday, which was strange. We haven't spoken since she masked me a Merry Christmas gif on Facebook. Looks like her husband jumped onto the NFT bandwagon and they're kind of broke, a few months behind on the mortgage, and I asked if I can help out with the payments, since they're at risk of becoming homeless. I said I'm sorry she's going through this, but this is not a good time for me either, and listed the reason above. I do not want to ever be in a situation where my cat's life depends on $100 that I cannot afford to pay. I suggested she got a job and maybe downsize slash move in with mother while they get back up on their feet. She did not take this well, called me a see you next Tuesday and a crazy cat lady that's going to end up alone, plus some other nice words. I kicked her out. My mother and other relatives have been spamming me through the week for being heartless and caring more about an animal than my own flesh and blood. My husband says, I could have just given her some cash to avoid the drama, and he's right, I could have. This is why I feel I might be the a-hole. In the end, the main reason I chose not to help is due to my childhood baggage. Am I the a-hole? Absolutely not the a-hole in this situation. And it's one of those stories, but family, isn't it? And there's a reason you have negative feelings towards both of them. And sister went and proved what she's like at the very end there, that, you know, she called you a see you next Tuesday and a crazy cat lady, plus some other words when you had to kick her out. Don't feel bad about this. Go no contact with them both. They don't sound like they're good people. They don't sound they add any value to your life at all. They sound awful. That cat is your family. You love that cat, and I'm damn sure he offers more value than them two. But Dragonfly says, not the a-hole. Have you asked the family that has been spamming you how much they are financially contributing towards your sister? Hope the surgery goes well and wish a speedy recovery for Tom. Ebony Doe says, not the a-hole. It's not your job to take care of your sister's money woes. Like you said, she can get a job if she's so hard up for money. On another note, I hope all goes well for Tom, and I'm sending good energy your way for him. Blanders says not the a-hole. She's a grown woman and still has your mother. She wouldn't let her favorite child on the streets, right? You went no contact and low contact for a reason, and it's fine to stick to it. You owe them nothing. Focus on your cat, your husband, and yourself, and don't overthink it. Okay, Seat says not the a-hole, and her response definitely solidifies this. Anyone who resorts to bullying doesn't deserve it. That said, next time, do not list your reasons. You say one sentence, unfortunately, I cannot help you. You open the door to the bullying by trying to explain why you couldn't help. You don't owe her an explanation. It's your money. Spend it the way you want to. You don't need her approval or anyone else's. If she asks you why, you tell her that it's not really her concern as to why you're not helping. As far as the family messages go, you can stand up for yourself by ignoring them. Refer back to the generic response if you get cornered. Stop trying to reason with a-holes. Our cup says not the a-hole. Like you told her, she can get a job or do some other things. Your money is your money. She only wants your money and not a relationship. You have no duty to help her out financially. Honestly, she and her husband can try to refinance their mortgage to deal with this and probably have many other options. Continue the no contact with your mum and ignore the others. And one more comment from Magic Susan, who says, not the a-hole. The animal cares more about you than your own flesh and blood. The animal has been your companion. He sat on your lap and purred when you were sad. From the sound of it, you owe your flesh and blood nothing. Did you ever get an answer as to why they couldn't move in with your mum / get a job? I mean, your mum is so eager to give your money away. Perhaps she could sell her house and move in with sis, if she's that concerned. Or is it just that your happiness and comfort that the relatives are willing to sacrifice? Good luck. Give Tom an extra pet from me, a random stranger on the other side of the internet. Then OP comes in with her update that says, thank you so much to all of you who wished Tom good luck on his surgery. I'm ecstatic to let you know it all went well. I was a bit cautious on providing an update as I wanted to make sure he is indeed doing better before celebrating. On the weekend leading to the big day, I bought him his favorite food. These tiny fish that in my country are generally eaten whole. Fried anchovies that he loves to gobble up raw. I only ever give those as a treat maybe a few times a year since they're not exactly healthy for cats, but I made an exception since, you know, things could have gone terribly bad. The operation went great. Vet said there were no complications. I got him home in the afternoon and he slept it off until midnight when he started asking for food. He's been eating like he's trying to make up for the weight loss he suffered. He's also more alert these days, started following me around again and begging for food, and it looks like he's sleeping better too. He would generally just lay awake on his cat bed all day, looking unhappy. Now he's sleeping soundly between meals. The only discomfort he has had is related to the stitches on his gums, but they should fall off in a few weeks. Honestly, it's like they didn't remove only his teeth, but also chipped off a few years. I'd also like to thank all of you that called me out on using him as an excuse. You're right. I was using him as an excuse. No has never been a full sentence for me, so I am now actively looking into finding a good therapist. I still stand by my decision of not helping my sister out though, and many numbers and social media accounts have been blocked. I'm thinking about leaving this account active and add a final update in a week or a month or a year or whenever it's time to bid Tom farewell. But for now, he seems happy, so I've no doubt I made the right choice. And OP wanted to add this, but they couldn't use their character limit, so they added this down in the comments and says, as for the people calling out the vet for being unethical, let's agree to disagree. Indeed, there are bad vets out there, as with all professions. A lot of individuals have chosen veterinary medicine in order to make money with zero regard for their patients or their owners. There are vets who will drag your animal through unnecessary treatments or investigation just to blow up your bill. That is true. However, this is no reason to doubt each and every recommendation or treatment suggestion vets make. If something a vet says or does sends red flags, by all means, seek a second opinion. Ask them what meds they used and why. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Educate yourselves. Look up the issues online. Check the practice reviews. Look if there's any Facebook groups dedicated to that particular ailment and ask for recommendations. But don't outright refuse to follow your pet's recommendation just out of fear of it being a cash grab. Your pet only has you to advocate for their well-being. Not following through with a treatment may very well cost them their lives. And I'm extremely happy to hear that that Tom is just doing extremely well and is living his life the best way he can at the moment. I think that's wonderful to hear that the surgery went okay. And I like OP's self-reflection in this post as well, saying that, you know, that they was using him as an excuse and no has never been a full sentence for me. And I found myself thinking the same as well. And it's something that I still have to work on to this day, that someone will ask me something and instead of just saying no and that being it, that I have to, you know, give them the reason why no, because sometimes I worry about what they may think. So OP's self-reflection did hit me there and I thought, oh yeah, it's stuff that I need to work on at the same time. But how about you guys? What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below if you'd like to share them. As always, I'd love to hear them if you have a moment. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart. And don't forget, at the end of the video, there'll be a couple of playlists there for you to click on and it will automatically scroll through the videos for you. As I always say at the end of some of these videos, some of you guys have been sharing your hobbies with me, especially the crochet patterns you've been sharing. Absolutely amazing, some of them. Please keep them coming. I love to see them. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.